At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Welcome, everyone, to SI Media with Jimmy Traina. Appreciate you listening, downloading, and hopefully you're a subscriber. If not, hit that subscribe button. We've got a great show this week. WrestleMania is this weekend, so Cody Rhodes, who's in the main event against Roman Reigns, joins the show, and he was phenomenal. I think if you're a WWE fan, even old school, Dusty Rhodes, so many people love Dusty. Son of Dusty, Cody Rhodes, on the show, and it gets into some really great personal stuff, wrestling business, really good chat with him. And then Sal Licata joins me for our weekly Train of Thought segment. We both saw the movie Air with Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, so we talk about that. No spoilers, though. And we discuss NFL flex scheduling for Thursday Night Football, onside kick rule, Yankees with streaming situation, Gwyneth Paltrow trial, LeBron James, bunch of topics covered with Sal. So stay tuned for that after Cody Rhodes. Before we get to the full show this week, just a reminder, recent guests on the pod last week, Kyle Brandt was great, got a ton of great feedback from the listeners on Kyle. They really enjoyed that podcast, so I appreciate everyone who sent a note on that. Richard Jefferson a couple of weeks ago, Paul Heyman, Ian Eagle, all recent guests right here on SI Media with Jimmy Traina. So if you missed any of those, give them a listen. If you're not a subscriber, subscribe and review the pod on Apple. We will read it on an upcoming episode. All right. Cody Rhodes on WrestleMania. He's in the main event against Roman Reigns, followed by Train of Thoughts with Sal Licata and a slew of topics all right now on SI Media with Jimmy Traina. All right. Joining me now, one of the headliners of WrestleMania this weekend in the main event against Roman Reigns for the double titles. Longtime wrestler and got a lot to discuss with his dad and everything going on with Mania. First time on the SI Media podcast, Cody Rhodes. Cody, how's it going?
Amazing. It's we're here in Hollywood, in Los Angeles for WrestleMania, heading into the main events. If I had a complaint, it would be crazy. I honestly, no complaints, no stress, just full experience, a full career, a lifetime of banking little bits of knowledge all kind of lead up to this moment. So
yeah, it's been a long time coming. Long time coming for sure. I was going to say, when I was setting up the interview with some PR people at WWE and I saw the times, I was like, oh, he's doing this. He's in LA already. He's doing this really early. When did you get to LA for Mania Week?
I came right over from Phoenix. So we were in Phoenix for Monday Night Raw. And then I got on my bus and ended up, somehow woke up and I'm at the former Staples Center, now Crypto Arena, just parked there for the week, ready yeah, to go.
And you're one of the guys with a bus, right?
I am. I bus life is the way to go. It was something that when I came back to WWE last year at WrestleMania, Nick Khan helped me procure because baby had just happened. You know, Liberty was, you know, a year old. Brandy and I wanted to have that family life still. And the original bus guy, Buses in Wrestling, the original one was Triple H. And that was the whole point. If we're going to be this traveling billionaire wrestling family, we got to actually stay a family. And that that bus has been that for me. So it's well worth it in terms of the expense.
So it's funny. I feel like I'm cheating on Roman a little bit because Roman always comes on this podcast before the big events. And obviously now, you know, I got the opponent of Roman. And the last time he was on, we talked about the bus and I told him, the fans want to see a little like behind the scenes video on Instagram, whatever, of the bus. We want to see the buses that you guys travel. And he said, you know, maybe when he's winding down, he would do that. But I don't know. Can we get a little video of the bus from you? Or
I can give a little sneak peek of my bus, but I can also tell you this. And you mentioned Roman. I have seen my bus, of course. I haven't really looked at others. I saw some photos from my driver of what his looks like. And that is a real, I wish I hadn't seen it. His is the Ritz-Carlton in terms of on wheels. It is, obviously he's been the champ for 3 years. I can't blame it for that being the case, but definitely felt a little differently about mine after seeing that. Mine has a lot of charm though. A lot of charm. So, yeah.
Well, yes, let's do a compare. I mean, if they have MTV Cribs, WWE.com should have a show where they, you know, do the buses for sure.
Oh, my gosh. Don't give them any ideas because, like, just now, look, there's a camera over here, .com, the documentaries team, WWE. If there's something to film, they'll film it and they'll find it.
All right, good. I remember Roman. I have a terrible memory. And the last time he was on was a couple of months ago. And he talked about some of the things on the bus and it sounded pretty ridiculous. So I believe what you're saying there. Now you said Triple H was the original bus guy. I thought it was John Cena.
Oh, so no.
Okay. So it's Triple H. Okay.
Triple H was the original bus guy. And I actually got to drive John around during, I think at the time. Yeah. During the legacy run when me and Ted Jr. and Randy, I drove John around for 2 years, got an invaluable experience that I didn't realize I was getting at the time, in terms of watching how he main event shows and how he does with the crowd and all those lessons. And then he became a bus guy. And after that, you know, the locker room leaders, they got to be in the locker room. You know, once they're on these buses, you lose them a little bit. Somebody else has to step up and fill that role. But that's become a thing. That's like a rite of passage in the industry when the bus happens.
I'm curious now, and we'll get to WrestleMania Saturday and Sunday, two nights, Cody Rhodes against Roman Reigns, Peacock, WWE Network. But since you mentioned drive, so first of all, you say you drove John Cena around. So it was always, you were always driving. He never took the wheel. Give me a little behind the scenes.
I'll say there is I always wanted to be the one driving because here he is. He's already pulling the wagon as far as the show goes. He's the top guy. It felt like what I should be doing. There was one moment where I just had run myself completely ragged and I actually scarily drifted off slightly behind the wheel. And how he knew that as I started talking about Xbox Live and we weren't talking about Xbox Live and I never played any type of multiplayer games with John Cena. So this wouldn't make sense. He grabbed me by the arm and that is the one time ever. Yanked over to the side of the road and dude put in like 4 hour shift. I mean, he used to do this too. So he put in like 4 hour shift. Cause you know how it goes in terms of Friday, you're one place, Saturday somewhere else. And that's part of what we do. But one time John saved me for sure.
On most of the trips, was there anyone else in the car with you? Or was it just you and him?
Most of the time, me and him, and then there was a period of time where it was him and I and Ted DiBiase Jr. And I think there's no problem in saying they like to throw down the banquet beer, not Coors Light, Coors Original, the gold. And and that was a benefit of being the drivers. I didn't have to get into it, you know, because I got you know, I mean this in the best of ways, but I got dusty genetics in a sense that throwing down, you know, 12 Coors Originals is not going to look great the next day. Some guys don't have that metabolism, you know, that's right. Something Dusty gave me I don't love. So it was a good spot to be the driver.
Now you don't have the flair gene, I guess, then.
Right. You know, that's really it. And when you hear these stories about the wrestlers who like to party hard, but then also can do it, him and John, there's a limited, like, count on one hand list of guys who can actually do it. And then there's about 1,000 wrestlers who think they can do it and absolutely cannot. That's a flair only thing, I think.
Yeah. Last thing on this, and I because I do think, and I've had John on this podcast, which was a memorable experience. He did it in person, and he seems like the most philosophical, or one of the most philosophical wrestlers ever. So I would imagine on long car rides, there would be some like deep conversations, or was it be quiet, listen to music, retired, he sleeps, or did he get in? And he seems like he's always got some sort of life philosophy to throw on you.
I feel like as he's gotten a little more experienced and mature, I've noticed the philosophical aspect. Came to my school, the Nightmare Factory, the other day and spoke to the kids. A lot of that. I'd say on the car, the big thing that you do is you kind of rehash the show that you were just on. And John was really good about being sincere about what worked, what didn't, and why. And that's a long conversation. You get a lot out of that. John's biggest rule was if the crowd is doing something, whether they're clapping their hands or stomping their feet, you'd have to reward them with something from a psychological standpoint. You got to keep making them interactive in what we do. And that was always where he went back to. But also, one of the secrets of these car rides is it's your time to make fun of everybody on the roster. And that's your time to get it all out, all the venom out. So that when you show up the next day at work, you're like, oh, it's great. I can work with this guy, this girl all day long. No issue. So that was fun. The secrets of the road is you got to kind of bury the rest of the roster and then you're ready to go the next day.
Yeah. We ever since COVID, we don't have an office anymore at Sports Illustrated. And that's like the biggest thing I miss is like just bullshitting with my coworkers and talking to other people. Yeah. You got to have that. You got to have that.
You absolutely need that. That's otherwise it's in here, you know, get it out.
Yeah, it's all done on like, you know, text message. It's not the same.
No,
it's not the same as in person when you lean over and you're like, do you believe this asshole? Like you need that in your life.
You need that. And also I feel like with technology being what it is today, everyone's in part of these group texts. I've now with my group texts, when it comes to ripping on people and stuff like that, I just say something positive because you never know which one of these things is going to end up in court. And if they have to read an entire list of messages and they keep coming back, Cody seemed pretty nice about this person, you know?
That's smart, smart. Especially where you are now, which is obviously main eventing WrestleMania. Let me start with this. Did you ever think in your career you would main event a WrestleMania?
I think it was a goal and it was a dream. But with sincerity, I don't think I ever thought I would be main eventing a WrestleMania. Even at my youngest going into OVW and developmental, and I had all the hopes in the world and had a really strong opinion of what I could be and what I could do. Going on last at a WrestleMania is the most difficult spot to get. And I being honest, never saw it. And maybe that's part of the reason why this is my first trip and this is Roman 7th, but I never saw it. And that's why now anyone who's kind of my peers or people I've worked with over the years, anyone who's given me my flowers this week or congratulated me or whatever it might be, I just tell them how genuinely lucky I feel. There's Sunset Boulevard. There's a giant poster of just Roman and I just lingering over Hollywood and, you know, the entertainment elite. And it's just very blessed, very lucky. Sure. Ton of hard work, some wild decisions and a unique road to get here. But no, I never saw it like this. And I'm glad I didn't, because I'm experiencing it all here now, and, you know, in real time.
Now, full disclosure for people listening, we're taping this Wednesday morning, so we have a few more days to go before Cody and Roman do it on Sunday night at WrestleMania. So the meat of the week is still to come, but I'm just curious, even at this point, how much you think about Dusty on a daily basis this week.
It's one of those things where, you know, right now you and I doing the podcast and kind of like this morning I'm on a media tour. It's one of those things where it's only in the real private moments I get to kind of find him again. But I have found this week that I'm not thinking as much about him as much as I am about my mom. Because my mom is coming to WrestleMania. My mom was not sure I was ever going to do anything in life at all. Very hard on me, and definitely was worried about the wrestling lifestyle and the sports entertainment lifestyle. And I jokingly say this is a nice I told you so moment, but it's also a really fun like moment for me because she was the biggest Dusty fan. And nobody was going to top Dusty to her. Nobody. She's seen them all. And nobody tops Dusty. So maybe, you know, being in the main event, being with Roman in Hollywood, the biggest by all measurable standpoint event that's ever involved the ring, it's got me in there. I think it's a good time. Like, I want to make her a fan of mine, as silly as that sounds. And I'm looking forward to just having that experience with her. And my daughter's going to be there. And my wife, just the ladies in my life have been more prominent on my mind than Dream has. Cause I think Dream's kind of carried me through this whole thing without me even knowing, if that makes sense.
Right. Well, you've talked about, I saw an interesting quote from you when Dusty passed, and there was so much talk about the Dusty kids, meaning the wrestlers at NXT who he trained. Very emotional, obviously, very close to Dusty. And you said you felt jealous of that.
Yeah.
And I saw that remark and I said, that's pretty deep there on a psychological level. Have you sort of made peace with that? Is it something you don't make peace with, you just deal with? And how intense was the jealousy?
I think the jealousy was probably more intense than I even want to admit. And it started actually before he had even passed, when NXT was down the street from my house in Winter Park in, you know, near Orlando there. And they were first doing their takeovers. And it started even before, because I wanted an experience as far as they were getting. I wanted to be in Dusty's communications class, as he called it, but it was a promo class. I wanted to know what he was sharing with them. And we'd never had that interaction. When he was a writer for WWE and I was brought up on the road, he asked to be taken off the road and he went to Florida and started that job. So we never were really truly a coach and a player. And it was an intense jealousy. It only furthered when I had slipped myself down the card, and you're seeing specifically the ones that were tough to watch are Charlotte, Roman, Mox and Seth, Kevin, Sammy, Sasha, Bailey. Those were very tough to watch. And I definitely lashed out, and I lashed out at Hunter too, as well, because he was the one who'd always be like, here's, you know, these are Dusty's kids.
Yeah.
Me and my sister Teal hated that. Hey, but we also couldn't say we hated it because they're doing great. And they're representing him. They're almost representing him better than I am, right? And that's why it took time. I even heard someone say, like, I might have been the one to say it backstage, like, you know, at this point it's fair game. I'm adjusted to it. And I think the only reason I'm adjusted to it is because I caught up. That's what it was about. Like,
yeah.
I want to catch up. These guys are doing great. I don't want to knock them or anything like that. I just want to catch up to their level. And, you know, and they had Dusty Rhodes as a coach. You know, now the guys at NXT have Shawn Michaels as a coach. You know, I had a different experience, and to be able to catch up to all of them took me a while, makes for a different feeling about it.
Not to get all Dr. Melfi on you, but why do you think you didn't get the coaching from Dusty in your life that you wanted and these other kids got?
I think he, you know, having me at 39 years old, stepping out of the business shortly thereafter, being there as far as, you know, Little League baseball coach, football coach, never missed a wrestling dual meet that I was part of. He was such an active father for me and the absolute perfect dad. I think that was what his bandwidth was for. It wasn't to teach me how to do a hip toss, a body slam, or what to do if the crowd goes off the rails in the middle of your interview. It wasn't that. It was to teach me to be an adult and hopefully a functioning adult and able to do that. And that's why I had said it in 2007 as Hall of Fame induction, a real like Hall of Fame father as well. I don't think he was afraid of me failing. But I know Mr. Heyman put that out there in the universe the other day. I don't think that's the case, but I think he did enough as far as father goes that's why it was.
I'm glad you brought up the Hall of Fame thing because that's what's interesting to me about this. When you say there was a jealousy or you didn't get the coaching, I remember watching Dusty's induction. I was a huge Dusty fan. I loved the guy. I always gravitated more towards, you know, Dusty and Flair than Hogan as a kid. So I was always into that. And you were overcome with emotion at the Hall of Fame. Like I, you know, as just thinking about my own dad, like I saw you and your brother with Dusty and, you know, I don't know how anyone couldn't have been moved or touched by that. So that's why I thought it was interesting that you're so honest about some of the things you may not have gotten. But obviously, if you watch the Hall of Fame, clearly you could see what Dusty meant to you and the relationship there. So it's an interesting juxtaposition.
It was a real interesting night, too, because at the time I worked for WWE and I was in the developmental. And I remember I came backstage and might have been Bruce Pritchard. And he told me, he goes, gosh, that was a really great promo. And I, of course, said, you know, thank you. And I'm so excited to be working here. I can't wait to do it on TV. But what I wanted to say was, well, it wasn't a promo.
Right.
Easy. This is everything I said. I meant, you know, that's my hero. That's my dad. Easy story to tell. And that's always been a hard thing when you're in the ring and your character is yourself. You know, when your character is you, man, you're really open. You're very vulnerable to all the good and the bad. And that vulnerability in this most recent run with WWE has been my favorite part, though, because this audience has been so freaking warm and accepting, especially after all the things I went and did, that it's just, again, incredibly lucky.
Yeah.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's get to the psychology of wrestling more than the father-son psychology here for a second. I have always said as a wrestling fan, whenever I have someone from the WWE universe on, that it seems like going away is a great thing for any superstar. You know, we saw with Roman. Unfortunately, the first time he went away, he was dealing with health issues. But going away and coming back, when you come back, there's always, you left WWE, obviously, Now, what you did away was huge. You didn't just go away and disappear. I mean, you started a company and AEW and all that stuff. But then you come back and the fan reaction, I would, you know, I wouldn't use the word overwhelming. You have to tell me how you feel since it's about you. But do you think it's just a matter of going away and coming back? Or, I mean, you still have to come back and have, they say, the WWE machine behind you is a factor in it. But talk to me about that a little bit if you can.
I think the biggest thing when someone does go away, right? Sometimes you have, even if you love something, you've got to leave it. You've got to leave it, and you've got to love yourself to a degree and find what works for you. A big difference, and not knocking anyone who's been released, because plenty of guys have been released and made something, was at the time, and now because of how wild my exit was, now everyone's locked into it. It's a little more difficult. I just said, see you, bye. Like, you guys are keep me here forever because of respect for someone else, not respect for me, respect for my dad. And that I can't stand by. I need you to know me and respect me. And the biggest thing when you leave is there's now everyone is watching. And in this case, I made it very clear. Here's a list of who I want to wrestle. Here's the things I want to do that after 10 years in WWE, I never got to do any of this stuff. I want to do all this. That next step is huge. We joke all the time, my wife and I, about when we've seen people say, hey, stay tuned for the next chapter. And we always joke like, well, hopefully there is a next chapter, because it's to leave the machine that has this global penetration to get out there and have to, you know, toot your own horn and build your own infrastructure and set your own team up. To do all of that, it takes a village. It takes a lot of skilled people and great partners. And for me, that's what made it so that coming back at WrestleMania, there was such a large feeling of excitement from the fans and also understanding, is I made sure they watched every step of it. Even if it was hard to watch, even if you had to sign up for an app you'd never heard of before, or go to a building in the middle of the rural upstate New York where I was doing an independent, I made sure everything I did, I gave the same treatment that I'm giving WrestleMania. I gave it all I had. And that was, I felt very rewarded when I came back. There was a respect about it, an understanding. There's a natural respect in the locker room, because what we did while away made it so that all the boys and girls can have a little bit more income, because there's now alternative companies and alternative means. I almost feel like it's important, and it's not a conversation I've ever had with Roman. And if we were friendlier, maybe I would have this conversation with him. Him looking at me like an asset and not an enemy when I came back is huge. I mentioned this the other day. This is such a big gamble. The guy who broke the throne, poked fun, did all these things, coming back, my life could have been made a living hell. Now, I was going to do everything to not and deliver, and the fans are ultimately the barometer here. We're going off what the fans give us, but by no means was that the case. Everyone understood it, happy to have me back, treated me like an asset, and here we are.
You mentioned two things that I'd like to follow up on. It was a famous bit where you took a sledgehammer and bashed the throne. Mm-hmm. If you can pull back the curtain, if you don't want to, I understand. But if you can pull back the curtain, like now back in WWE, does Triple H, Paul Levesque, does he ever say to you, like, you know, that was messed up? Or like, is there ever a joke about it? Or do you ever mention it? Or it's not mentioned?
It's not mentioned. Okay. And I love it to be mentioned eventually, because yeah. I still have my broken throne at the Nightmare Factory. And I was in the warehouse the other day with WWE, and there's the throne. It's just sitting right there, and they're replicas. Mine is a replica of the throne. And I think there's some imagery, some iconography that could be utilized for a show potentially. So I'd love to eventually... We talk about, but one thing that was really nice conversation him and I did have was, and I didn't share this until I came back recently, was when I won the Ring of Honor World Championship. I won that title, and I hadn't spoken to him since I left. And I just got a one word text from him that just said, congrats. And this is a Ring of Honor show. It ends at 1 a.m. essentially. He's probably, you know, once you get working here, there's a bazillion shows. There's a bazillion things you're doing. I was glad, you know, I found out later he watched every bit of it. He kept tabs on me. He very much, in terms of, we're hearing about how good Hunter is, about the younger wrestling crowd, that he's got his finger on the pulse of what the young fans and also the young roster is into. And that was a good indication of that for me.
And you had mentioned your wife, Brandy. And I have to ask, because my niece is a huge wrestling fan. And your wife was, I thought she did a phenomenal job in AEW as a character. And my niece loved her YouTube show, Shot of Brandy, the cooking show. Are there any, you know, I always assume, I'm just like one of these idiot fans. I'm like, oh, Cody's in WWE. His wife will be in there at some point. We haven't seen her at all. Can you give us like an update on her status?
Yeah, no, Brandy is it's a vague update, but Brandy's got something non-wrestling related that she's been doing, that she's working really hard on, and hopefully she'll be able to kind of unveil sooner than later. However, when it comes to, you mentioned Shot of Brandy is still something that's being, you know, is currently in pre-production in terms of moving from potentially YouTube to a larger platform. She's so good at Shot of Brandy, and we had so much fun when we were able to bring on different wrestlers on there, and just different people we know in the family and stuff like that. SOB is a fun show.
I wish we had more time, because I watched the episode you were on, and you talked about having a midlife crisis and starting to collect figures at 35, and I'd love to get into that, but I know we have limited time, so I'll stick to the wrestling. Maybe I'll have you on again. Hopefully this isn't too painful for you, and you'll come
I can on just tell you the midlife crisis continues. It does continue.
I know. I would love to discuss that. I could do a whole podcast with you on that. So WrestleMania with Roman, if you win, and I know you'll say when you win, that's like the standard comeback. When, if you win. And I know that I don't want to put you in an awkward spot. I know wrestlers hate hearing about this, but if you look at the offshore betting odds, it looks like it's going to be a good night for Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania. If you win, will you feel any extra pressure as the champion based off of how WWE has built up Roman for the last, whatever it is, 3, 4, 5 years, the streak, the whatever it is, 1,000 days with the title. I mean, even just, you know, his entrances on SmackDown are these epic things. He's got Heyman with him, which I'd love to get into that for a minute too. But given how much this has been built up, if you win that match and then you're the face of the company, is that extra pressure?
This answer might come across extremely dickish, is the only way I can put it out there. A little more prickly, this answer. I don't think there's any more pressure about potentially being the face of the company, because respectfully, I feel like for the last 4 months, I've already been the face of the company. Roman is on a, you know, not a part-time schedule. He's still a full-time superstar and still the champ, respectfully. But I make every town, every city. And in addition to that, I've already felt like the face of the company since perhaps even Hell in the Cell, even while I was injured. And maybe that's just currently WWE seeing this new shiny toy that's come back, and they put the American Nightmare everywhere. But I'd say it's working, because we've had some unbelievable nights in terms of the WWE audience. If you've never been to a show, is unique in that it's a very family-based audience. You know, you've got a dad with two kids, and that dad was probably one of those kids, you know, 20 years ago with his parents. And we're just, I don't want to be tacky, but if you look through the first four rows, there's a lot of belief in what I'm doing, you know, and it's visible, and all the measurables are there saying that this is working. So no, I would feel the same amount of pressure I already feel now, to answer your question, because you can ask every single market rep who works for WWE, you can ask every member of upper management. Not only do I ask them how we're doing, how we can do better, what we do last time, what we do per head. Not only do I ask all these questions, I let them know how we did that night as well. I try to keep all my receipts in this, because who knows, this run we've been on since Hell in the Cell, perhaps maybe even as far back as last year's WrestleMania, it could end after Los Angeles. It could. You can't take anything for granted in the world of wrestling and sports entertainment, but I want to make sure it doesn't end. I want to do all I can. I'm not winding down by any means, but again, you don't know how long you have doing this. And no, I don't think I'd feel any more pressure than I already feel now. And to be fair and honest, I already feel an immense amount of pressure.
Right. I'm sure. Headlining WrestleMania Sunday against Roman on WWE Network, Peacock, two nights, Saturday and Sunday for WrestleMania. I had Heyman on three weeks ago, I think Heyman was on. I asked him this. I want to ask you, it did seem like the WWE had so much momentum going with the Sami Zayn storyline. And it did appear that the fans, for a little bit of time there, were adamant that they wanted Sami Zayn versus Roman at WrestleMania. And it felt to me, and I said this to Heyman and he expounded on it, the promo you did with Heyman, where you were both phenomenal and you both knocked it out of the park and you talked about Dusty, and the two of you couldn't have done a better job with that promo. That promo to me seemed to turn everything. Am I wrong on that?
I'm of the thought that I really enjoyed everything Sami was doing greatly. A lot of it I watched while I was still injured. And earlier in my career, when I feel like there's more jealousy and there's more politicking and things of that nature. At this point in my career, if someone's doing awesome, they're doing awesome. If that match becomes a triple threat, it becomes a triple threat. I'm never afraid of the wave, because riding the wave is so incredibly fun. I do think when I saw the Elimination Chamber in Montreal and its outcome, this is even after the promo I'd done with Mr. Heyman, I do think it felt like, okay, that story that chapter is over, and there's a Mania chapter that's a different chapter. Because if you look at Sami and you look at Roman, it was such a personal story. It was so unique and it was so nuanced and long and just a really treasured piece of storytelling. And then if you look at what's happening at WrestleMania is less about the personal aspect of this. It's more about the thing I wanted since I was 8 years old. It's a physical belt. In this case of Roman, it's two championship titles, the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. And perhaps people forget, maybe they don't, they haven't in terms of this angle, is how special that can be. A guy who really just wants to win, and a champion who absolutely doesn't want to lose, who both we've gotten and commanded a great amount of respect from the audience and blessed to have it, makes for a very tough to call main event.
I know I got to let you go. I'm going to just slip in one question real quick. The week after that tremendous promo with Heyman, there was another promo. He came on, I think, with the neck brace, which was hilarious. I poked fun of him for that. Yeah. And he threw out a line about sleeping with your wife. And I'm just curious, did you know he was going to use that line, or did you not know? And if you didn't know, I want to know what your thought was when he threw that line out there.
I'll say that the higher up I go in a sense of personalities of the top players, your Roman Reigns, for example, and your Mr. Heyman, the less I know about the situation, the more it becomes a matter of, I've done this so long, I should have an answer for everything.
Exciting to you when you don't know?
100%. Right. 100%. Yeah. And what people don't know about my relationship with Brandy is, I am not a white knight. I am not her protector. My wife will whoop your ass. I worry more about your safety from her than from me. And she's always done her own thing. So Mr. Heyman been very lucky that he's able to slide that one across without Brandy being in Ottawa at the time where that was. But yeah, they'll probably see each other this weekend. And who knows how it will go. We got the whole documentary team here. So yeah. See, but it's better not to know at this point.
One. Yeah, I'm sure. All right, I know you got to go. I appreciate you doing this. Would love to have you on another time. Good luck Sunday night against Roman Reigns, WrestleMania, Los Angeles. The vignettes have been great. I should know this. Were you in any of the vignettes? Goes back to Hollywood?
No, and gave him the easiest one. I said, let me do the Independence Day speech. I know it by heart. And these
would have been good. Yeah, that would have been good.
These dudes just, oh, you're in the main event. You don't need one of these. I still want one, though.
Now, I know you hate Roman and Heyman right now, but did you at least enjoy the Goodfellas spoof? Because I thought they did a good job at that.
I thought it was absolutely brilliant. And yeah. I regretted I mentioned Goodfellas in my backstage interview because they have a genuine Goodfellas vibe to them.
Yes.
I forgot they did this. And then I thought, oh, I don't want to take away from anybody's fun. This was very well done.
Yeah. With
Solo Sikoa kind of stealing the show.
At the end.
Very well done. Best one, I think, of the bunch.
Yeah, by far. All right. Thanks, Cody. Good luck. Like I said, WrestleMania Saturday and Sunday. Cody against Roman Reigns. Close it out Sunday night for the two belts. I know I'm not allowed to say belt. I hope I don't get in trouble.
You can say belt.
Okay, belt. And Peacock, WWE Network. So much more I would love to get into, but maybe another time. Thanks,
we'll cover it at a later time, including the midlife crisis and the figures. Yeah. It's still a thing.
Yeah, we got to get into that. All right. Good luck. Take care. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, joining me now, as he does every week for our Train of Thought segment from WFAN Radio in New York, SNY TV in New York. Just saw him, let's see, 12, 14, about 15 hours ago at the, we saw a screening for Air with Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, so we'll get into that. Sal Licata, Sal, how are you?
I noticed you shaved this morning. You were scruffy last night, and now all of a sudden you're nice clean shaven for the pod. I like it.
So I actually had a game plan yesterday. My plan was to get into the city a little early before I met up with you.
Go get a shave.
And this is how scary being old is. I just totally forgot. I just fucking forgot. Like, there's no, like, it hit me. Because I walked from Penn to the movie theater. And then I felt like there was something I needed to, I couldn't remember. And then I went and I got something to eat. And as I was getting something to eat, I realized I didn't go get the shave. And I wasn't getting the shave because I was meeting you. I was getting the shave because I knew I had the pod today. So I figured nice city shave, make it like a little fun day in the city. Completely forgot. When I remembered, it was like 6:15 and I'm like, there's no way I can get this in before the movie. I was not happy with it.
I know you love a good shave, hot towel.
Yeah, I do.
So yeah, I can't believe that you forgot. And also the underrated part of that story, how the hell did you walk from Penn Station up to the Upper West Side, 68th Street?
It's 30 blocks is not that far.
It's a long walk. I used to live up there. I've never done that walk. Maybe once. But
you could do that walk. Cut it out. You could do it.
I'm like, how'd you get here? Did you take the subway, the one train up? You're like, no, I walked. What? Walked from Penn Station?
It was a beautiful day. It was a beautiful day.
An hour? I mean, that's a long walk.
Maybe an hour.
Yeah.
And the walk is nice, except for when you have to go through Times Square. I mean, the pit of hell. But other than that, it's fine.
Well, yeah, the weed smell that's everywhere in the city.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. You don't have to buy or smoke weed. Just walk around the city. You'll be high as a kite.
I know.
I loved Air. I thought it was great. I said this to you after. I went in thinking it was a, I don't want to give spoilers and I won't. I went in thinking it was a Ben Affleck movie. It's a Matt Damon movie. I thought he was great as Sonny Vaccaro. Highly recommend people see it when it comes out April 5th.
Yeah, spoiler, Michael Jordan signs with Nike. I mean, yeah. But we know the result. But the one thing that I kept hanging on to was that it's a two-hour movie, and nowadays there's really nothing that holds my attention for two straight hours. There was not a lull in that movie the whole time from the beginning to the end. It had my interest. It was fast-paced. I was in it hanging on every word, and there really wasn't much to the story, you know, as far as different storylines and love interests and all that. But it was one storyline, very well acted, keeps your energy or keeps your interest the entire time. I love the movie.
You said it perfectly, because you know the end result is Michael Jordan signing with Nike, and yet I was still riveted the entire time to see how it happens. And I do think what you said there is true. It's very fast-paced. There's no lulls. I mean, there were a couple of scenes, you know, there was one scene where he's driving. I mean, okay, that maybe dragged on a minute, but everything was quick. And I also, I mean, the soundtrack, which is just nothing but 80s bangers, it took every fiber of my being not to sing Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper when that came on. I mean,
I knew from the opening scene that we were in for a great one, when they had all the old 80s clips and showing all different things, including Hogan and Iron Sheik, whatever it may be, old video games. It was, the nostalgia for you and I who grew up in the 80s. That definitely touched a string as well.
And it's a good film for Sports Illustrated. The magazine was showed like three or four different times in like prominent, you know, scenes there. So that was good. And, I don't want to give spoilers, but I thought it was really well done. A couple of techniques that were used. Matt Damon, I thought, was tremendous. I thought Viola Davis was tremendous as Michael Jordan's mom. Ben Affleck's not in it that much. I mean, Jason Bateman was in it more than Ben Affleck, I think.
And by the way, I thought Bateman was tremendous.
Yeah, he was good.
Almost underrated. I love that guy and everything he does. He's great. He was great. Yeah. The acting was phenomenal. Even though Ben Affleck may not have been in it a lot, he was terrific. And it was a funny movie as well. Now, do you think that movie, similar to maybe King Richard, that because sports movies are weird. Like, I love sports movies, but you know, the Oscars don't really recognize them. But King Richard was recognized. Could this movie be on that level, do you think?
King Richard was recognized, and the guy goes and slaps Chris
Rock. Know, of course. Yeah,
I think I would be shocked if Matt Damon and Viola Davis don't get nominated for awards. I thought they were both really, really good. I think for the most part, sports movies stink. I'm not a sport, but I don't even think this is a sports movie. I mean, it is, and it's like, I think it's half a sports movie.
Well, that's another good point. So I'm debating on trying to watch it again with my wife when it comes out, and thinking, will she appreciate it the same way that I did? Because, you know, I got the Jordan. I know the story. I don't know if my wife necessarily cares.
Well, I think
Michael Jordan is, but
you could sell it as, I mean, what the movie really is about, it's really about Nike, Adidas, and Converse battling to sign Michael Jordan to a contract out of college. That's what the movie's about. I don't know if I'd consider it. It's not a full-blown sports movie at all. I mean, maybe it's like half a sports movie.
Jordan is basically not even in it.
Right.
You know, it's about how Nike got to that next level, or not even next level, how they took over the sneaker industry as far as basketball goes. So, and I didn't realize that. Like, I didn't, because I grew up where Nike was it, right? You don't, Converse to me was I remember it, but it was a little before my time. So Nike, Adidas, and I remember the Run DMC stuff and all that. But when I was growing up, Nike was it. Air Jordans were already in. So I don't recall a world where Nike was looked at as less than.
Good movie. All right, let me throw some other topics at you here real fast. The NFL has had the owners' meetings where they're voting on new rules and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. There was a rule shot down that I think would be so good for the game. And it's giving the team the option of, instead of an onside kick, you can run a play that would be it would be set up as a 4th and 20. So
from where? From wherever the,
well, I guess wherever you get the ball.
Okay.
So, like,
don't we do this,
say,
in the XFL? I feel like there's a, is one,
I don't know, because I don't follow it. I mean, I guess it is. All right, so wait, let me play this out. Let me think about this. So let's say there's a team down by 14. They score a touchdown, they're down by 7. There's 30 seconds left in the game.
Oh, right.
Now, instead of kicking, so instead of kicking off, which they wouldn't kick off, they would onside kick, they can choose to run a fourth and 20 play. So I would imagine it's from like the 25.
Right. That from their own 25.
Right.
So run a fourth and 20 play. If they convert, obviously.
Then they keep the drive. Right.
Right. Right. It just, it basically replaces the onside kick attempt,
which has become useless.
Well, fourth and
20. It's a nothing play. It's a nothing play.
Fourth and 20. I know, but fourth and 20. I mean, it's better, I guess, than an onside kick. You're right. The onside. Here's what I don't like about it. It puts the team that is losing late in the game in a more favorable position. Like, I get why they're doing it, because they want these games to be more competitive. But come on. I mean, let's just play overtime all the time. Like, you're trying to force the issue with making a game that may not be that competitive more competitive.
That's a very fair take. It doesn't bother me, but I get what you're saying there. I respect that opinion. I think the biggest negative would be if I was, you know, if they implemented that, you're going to see a fourth and 20, and then the refs call a pass interference, and then you're going to have complete anarchy.
Right. I don't know if I like that rule. I mean, I get it, more entertaining. I don't think I like it. And you just brought up the best point. You know that that's going to be an issue one way or another. And then team that's up 14 gives up the touchdown. Then they get screwed on a penalty call, give up the fourth and 20. Now, a lot has to happen, but come on. It's not.
So your logic, too, is sure, nobody really converts onside kicks anymore. It happens like once every, 500 kicks. Too bad, tough, you're losing, deal with
it. Yeah, you put yourself in that position where you needed an onside kick to be able to get back in this game. You shouldn't have it easier. You're losing. There's a reason why you're in a compromised position.
So strict. All right.
I get it for entertainment purposes, but you're playing four quarters of a game. All of a sudden, you're going to have the team catch up.
It's a good point. I would like to mock it, but I really can't. two other TV things that came out of it. There was talk about flex for Thursday night. That got shot down. I mean, listen, they're going to have flex for Monday night next year, and I don't even know how that's going to work. Like, I think that I know it's going to work. It's going to work like Sunday night, but I think that's going to cause a lot of havoc. Doing flex on a Thursday night, that's a ballsy proposition, but they're not doing it. It got shut down.
Now, for you or me, it doesn't really matter because we're not going to these games. But you cannot inconvenience the fans who are going to the games that plan a trip around a Sunday game that get moved to Thursday. Like, that's not right.
But here's where I part company with you. And this is what fans don't want to realize, but this is what the reality of the situation is. The reality of the situation is football is a TV business, okay? So if you can get 15 million people to watch a Thursday night football game on Amazon Prime, that's going to take precedent over 75,000 people who go to a game. I think football is, they don't really care about the fan in the stadium. Football is all about TV. They're getting paid billions upon billions, and whatever, I don't know what's after billions, trillions of dollars from all of these networks. The NFL, by the way, you still have the X on your hand from getting into the screening last night.
Yeah, I can't get this frigging thing off. I know. Well, I haven't showered yet, but I tried washing off last night.
It's all about television, the NFL. They put the game on streaming. They got a horrible schedule. They're trying to fix it. I don't think... Now, listen, I think a flex on Thursday night, I think, would be unfair to the players. The fans who go to games, that's the least of the NFL's concerns, I think.
I get what you're saying, but it's still just disrespectful to the fans that are most of them season ticket holders.
Well,
you're inconveniencing them to the highest of degrees there. It's not right. I know what you're saying, TV takes precedent. It's not right.
What league or team is respectful to its fans?
Yeah, I know none. We sit here and just take it. We take the abuse because
So that leads me to the next topic, which I don't even want to get into, but I sent out two tweets saying the Yankees are animals because of this Amazon deal. And every stupid person on Twitter came out of the woodwork to give me stupid replies because they didn't understand what I'm saying. Quick backstory, because I wrote about this today. If you read it, I'm sorry, but I'll just repeat it quickly. The Yankees, they did this last year, and now they're doing it again this year. They've taken 20 regular season games that used to be on free over-the-air TV, Channel 11 here in New York. They took them off these 20 games, and they put them on Amazon Prime. And the only way you can watch the game is on Amazon Prime. They're exclusive. They're not airing anywhere else. No other team in Major League Baseball has done this. This is only the Yankees. 20 games on Amazon Prime for the season. And people out there on Twitter who are so stupid started telling me, why don't I just pay for Prime? I've had Prime for like 15 years, asshole. I've had people telling me every single person in America has Prime. That's just not true. Get out of your bubble. Then I have people telling me, like, go be a Mets fan. Like, what does that have to do with anything? People are saying, you know, here's the deal. If you're a Yankee fan, and a Met fan would have the same thing minus Amazon Prime. Here, you're the biggest baseball fan I know. You text me sometimes saying, what channel the Yankees on? I have my family, they have no idea what channel any of the games are on. If you're a Yankee fan, these are the things you have to have to watch the. Oh, that was the best. Then I had someone say, 20 games on Prime, if you already pay for Prime, is great. Just cancel the YES Network and just watch the 20 games. You want me to be a Yankee fan? They said you could just watch one game a week. Who but baseball fan watches one game a week? Where are these people? Anyway, you have to have the YES Network, ESPN, Fox, FS1, TBS, Apple TV, Peacock, and Amazon. 8 fucking networks to watch these Yankee games. And people are going to say, tell me they're trying to grow the game. No, the Yankees want the... then I had someone say, oh, you want the Yankees to have a big payroll, but you don't want them to have revenue sources. You think the money they're going to make from Amazon Prime is going to pay for their payroll? The team makes $600 million a year. They don't need this money, but they want it because it's all about greed and milking the fans for every single penny. It has nothing to do with me being able to access Prime or have Prime. Dopes.
I do think that baseball, look, you know that this is going to be the way of the future, but to have it on 8 different things is ridiculous. Can you just narrow it down to like where baseball would have certain teams have exclusive games on Apple or Prime, or even if you just narrow it down to 3? And you and I could choose not to. I have Apple Plus. I don't give a crap. I'm not searching it out to come home. The game's not on the TV right in front of me. I'm sorry. I'm not doing it unless it's a big game. Or the Prime thing. It's a pain in the neck to go to the different receiver. We talked about it. To go to the different setting on the TV, pull the thing up. Unless you go all streaming, which I am not doing because I've never been a cord cutter. And I'm proud to say that I stayed the course because now people are starting to go backwards. Suckers that cut the cord and then think that the streaming is the way to do it. And you're not. You're getting screwed either way. But if you could just narrow it down as opposed to needing to have 8 different services to watch one team all year long, it's ridiculous.
I mean, I didn't watch one game on Apple Plus last year. Not one. I think there was one. Was there a Judge game with the home run? That I might have watched. That might have been the only one.
Right. That's right.
I just wish people understood this is not about, it has nothing to do with Amazon Prime or me accessing games. It has to do with the fact that the Yankees took 20 games that were free. And here's the deal. If the Yankees would have taken the 20 games off free TV and put them on YES, I'd have no problem with that because I'm already paying for YES. And even though I'm already paying for Prime, it's not about me. It's about the average person out there. Not everyone has Prime. This stuff that every single person, it's just not true.
And it's a pain in the neck for older fans to navigate through. It's annoying for me, and I know how to do it, and I don't want to be bothered doing it. Why make it more difficult? The bottom line is they're making it more difficult for us to watch games. And you're right. You want to grow the sport. You should be making it easier for us to watch games.
I love the theory that the 25-year-old person who has never had cable in their life and only streams is going to become a Yankee fan because they're on Amazon Prime 20 times. I mean, give me a break. If they're not a Yankee fan now, they're not going to be a Yankee fan because the game's on Prime.
And those games will be broadcast by the Yankees broadcasters, though, right? So it's picking up. Okay, so that's nothing to do.
Yeah.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, a couple other things. Did you see the LeBron James quote about him going to a foot doctor?
No.
So I think whether you like this quote or not is where you stand on LeBron. I happen to love LeBron, so I thought this quote was phenomenal. But I'll give you, I like that you didn't know this. So LeBron has a foot injury. He's talking about it, and he says that he went to a doctor who's the LeBron James of feet. LeBron saying, I went to the LeBron James of doctors. Too arrogant or you
now
like
you say it? I did read, I must have seen that somewhere because it does sound familiar. My initial thought was, I thought it was a little arrogant.
I love it.
I'm not opposed to
it. He's allowed to be arrogant. He's LeBron James.
I like LeBron as a player, especially when he came back to Cleveland and won there. I don't know. I'm of the better. I'd rather, like, we all know he's the king. We all know he's great. To reference saying, oh, I went to the LeBron of doctors, it's a little self-centered.
I love it, and I think people need to get a sense of humor. Have some fun. We're allowed to have fun.
Fair enough.
He's allowed to have fun. I don't know. Listen, Aaron Rodgers is going to end up on the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
But this whole thing just seems like it's weird, and it's just going to not be good.
I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I think the Jets.
But the fact that it hasn't happened yet, and I know that's between the Jets and the Packers.
It's
but the Packers are coming out trash and raw. It just seems like it's not smooth. It just seems like there's a dark aura about it.
I can understand that. I think that's a well-described way to term it here, where you're talking about it should be exciting for the Jets and the Jet fans to be able to get Aaron Rodgers. The Packers should be cleanly moving on, but this cloud is kind of hanging over the situation
right. That
makes it feel very Jet-like.
And here's the other cloud that no one seems to pay attention to, so maybe it's just me, maybe it's not a cloud, and maybe Jet fans fine. If I was a big Jet fan, I would not love the fact that the guy said he was 90% retired, went locked himself in a dark house for 4 days, and then said, I'm going to be on the Jets. Like, the whole thing seems like it's off, and it's going to be fascinating to see how it plays out.
And we've never, I mean, I don't remember ever seeing something like this where you kind of knew what was going to happen, and now we're just waiting for it to happen for months.
And now the Packers came out and trashed them, which was interesting. Yeah,
it's just get it over with, and let's move on here.
Can I tell you what the greatest thing going on right now is?
What's that
in the world of pop culture?
What's that?
And I'm not proud to admit this, believe me, I am not proud, but I got
Vanderpump
in.
Rules, you watch it? VPR?
No. I don't do I do real reality, not fake reality.
Okay,
so this is why it's real reality. The Gwyneth Paltrow trial, can't get enough of it.
I'm not even familiar with this. What does she do? Something she takes like some kind of shot.
So
of
she no no she was skiing.
Oh.
And some guy claims she skied into him, caused him to have brain damage and concussions and all these injuries, tried to sue her for $3 million. Judge said he can't sue for $3 million. He can only sue for $300,000. She's countersuing for $1, saying he ran into her.
Okay.
But the trial, I mean, the lawyers are a complete joke. Like, they're asking her these ridiculous questions if she's friends with Taylor Swift, and they're talking about her ski outfits. And this guy's claiming that... So after he ran into her or she ran into him, he sent an email, I think, to his daughter with the subject line like, I'm going to be rich or I'm going to be famous or something. Or I'm going to be famous or something like that. And they ask him why he did that. And he goes, well, that's the other personality I developed after I got the brain injuries from the ski.
Oh, my God. Get lost, you pathetic loser. How do you pay attention to this crap? By the way, wasn't there something with some kind of shot or something that she was taking? And what am I making this up? I feel like I saw that somewhere. I got to Google this now. I'm just into the trial
because the trial.
I didn't even know about this trial. Where do you even find it? What are you watching? Court TV?
No. You know what happened? I was scrolling through TikTok and it was on there.
Then
I went to the TV because I still had cable and it was on one of the news channels. So I watched it. It's fascinating.
What the hell was I looking at? I don't know. I got to look this up, but I thought that there was some kind of thing that she did where it was a questionable.
Oh, she told her diet where she doesn't eat and people got all bent out of shape.
Oh, yeah.
She said like she has soup and a vegetable all day and people flipped out.
Yeah, I don't know, something like that. I got to look into it. We'll revisit it next week, man.
Yeah. I don't care what she eats. All right, last thing. It's WrestleMania weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Will you tune in at all? You don't have Peacock, right?
I do not. I mean, I can always get it. It takes 2 seconds. I go back and forth with that. I probably will not. Only because it's opening weekend with baseball. Well, not only because, but like I'm married with a kid and it's opening weekend with baseball. There's no way I can. What is it? 3 hours a night?
It's like 5 hours a night. It gets crazy. It's all four. Yeah.
If it were Sunday night, one shot, one show, 3-4 hours, then maybe, you know, my wife's asleep. Maybe I could throw it on. Like, who's the big? I know you get Cody Rhodes.
Versus Roman Reigns. John Cena's wrestling a match.
Yeah. Cena against who?
Austin Theory.
Oh, God.
I mean, all right. Last thing here before I let you go. You said it. Opening day is this week. Baseball is starting. Give me Sal Acata's official prediction for the New York Mets.
They will not win the NL East, and they will make the playoffs, but not win the World Series. So I think they'll have a better year than last year as far as the results because they were bouncing the first round. They might win around in the postseason, but I don't think that I don't think this is the year.
Do you know their total? They're over under?
Yeah, it's like 93, I think.
What would you bet?
93 is tough because it's right there. I'd probably go under if I had to. I think they're going to win in the low 90s.
Okay, so if the Mets make the playoffs and let's say they lose in the first round, will you then go on Twitter and go nuts about the WBC and blame it on Edwin Diaz?
No.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
By the way, just to clarify here, because I was searching, my days of predicting in the NL East and going nuts on Twitter, those days are over. My predictions are over. Matter of fact, that's why I asked me to do it. I was getting emails. Hey, can you send predictions? I think I'm going to sit this one out this year. You guys mind?
Well, you said the Mets aren't going to win the NL East, so there you go.
I think the Phillies are actually going to win the NL East, but it's hard to see. That's why I don't like predictions because I want to be right, but I don't want the Phillies to win the NL East. I want to root for the Mets. But if my gut and heart is telling me I don't feel like the Mets are going to win, what am I supposed to tell you? Real quick, in a podcast that she was on, Paltrow admitted the weirdest wellness activity she's tried involving inserting medical grade ozone into her rectum. She said it's pretty weird, but it's been very helpful.
So I don't even know what that is. What's ozone?
I have no idea. I just saw the headline probably somewhere. I was like, okay. And then people were making a big deal about it. But I'm not crazy. That is where I was getting that from. So you could look into that.
Another time I'll get into my theory about how if you have a certain amount of money, you lose your mind and you have nothing better to do. So you do it. But I can't get into that right now. But I do think there's like you see Aaron Rodgers is a perfect example. Like I think you hit a certain threshold and then you have nothing. There's nothing for you to spend money on that you don't have. So then you're all bored. This wacky shit. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. You're bored. So you try shooting ozone.
And you're not in the real world. Like Gwyneth Paltrow, Aaron Rodgers, like they're not in the real world. They're not going to like Target and buying toilet paper. Like they don't know, you know, they're not worried about, the phone bill's due today. I got to pay. Like they're in so what are they going to do? They're going to stick ozone up their ass and go lock themselves in the dark for 4 days. All right. Tal, we'll see you next week. Enjoy the opening weekend of Major League Baseball and take it easy.
All right. You too.
Go see Air April 5th. Go see Air. All right. My thanks to Cody Rhodes and Sal Licata. Thoroughly enjoyed both segments with those guys. So hopefully you guys did too. And if you're not a subscriber, subscribe to SI Media with Jimmy Trainick. Get the pod delivered whenever it's dropping every Thursday morning. And leave a review on Apple as well. We'll read it on an upcoming episode. If you missed recent episodes, check them out. Kyle Brandt from Good Morning Football was on last week. Richard Jefferson, Paul Heyman, Ian Eagle, all guests in recent weeks. So check those out. All right. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week right here on SI Media with Jimmy Traina. Stay safe and take care.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.